DW.
You've probably seen them. Small, subtle devices. They might look like a fancy pen or a long USB stick. Or maybe you've smelled them when a cloud of melon or mango vapor hits your nostrils. E-cigarettes.
It's like a little flashing light.
Yeah, the little flashing lights, it's saying when it's not flashing anymore, then it's ready.
Now?
Yeah.
Their usage is on the rise, particularly among people who were formerly conventional cigarette smokers. A recent industry report estimates the worldwide market could be worth over $44 billion by the year 2023. Katerina is an e-cigarette user. She's 34 and lives in Berlin. Though she was a smoker, she says she didn't like the smell of smoke.
I started to use IQOS e-cigarette because I don't like the smoke of smoking when it gets into your clothes and your nails and everything is like smelling of smoke, cigarette smoke. So that's why I basically started with IQOS and then I liked the taste.
Another e-cigarette user, Tanya, said she knew she would have to make a change after 4 years of heavy smoking.
Quit smoking, I felt that I don't have the power and the will to quit. And this resistance was really big until I was really worried about my health.
Dr. Uta Mons, a cancer researcher at the German Cancer Research Center, says this switch is logical, that in general, e-cigarettes are less harmful to an individual's health than a conventional cigarette. She explains how they work.
Well, e-cigarettes usually consist of a battery and a wick and a coil, and so there's some kind of heating element and you heat up a liquid.
There are two types of e-cigarette or vaping products, open system and closed system. An open system allows a user to refill the device on their own, but a closed system does not. Instead, a pod or a tank plugs into the device. It's typically designed to be disposable. Both kinds of products are increasing in popularity. In fact, a study from Euromonitor shows that in the last 8 years, sales for closed system vapes, aka the kind with disposable pods or flavor tanks, have increased fivefold. While traditional cigarettes are still the bigger problem for the environment based on the scale of production, e-cigarettes are becoming more and more worrisome. Here's Dr. Mons again.
It's plastic waste, basically. So, of course, there's some environmental impact. Another thing that is a bit of worrisome is that, especially when you have low-quality e-cigarettes, that sometimes through corrosion processes, they emit some metals, which are also harmful.
While the potential harm from e-cigarettes may be less than the harm from conventional cigarettes, there is still a health risk. The same is true for the environmental impacts. They still pose a problem.
But now there are new systems coming up with the Juul, for example, where you have very small devices and you have pods that are not refillable. At least they are not meant to be. And that means that you have a lot of waste produced through these non-refillable pods that are usually they just last for a day or two, and then you have to throw them away.
The manufacturers of these e-cigarettes, in fact, tell users not to attempt to refill them on their own, though crafty consumers often post videos online for ways to get around this. These devices, which are steadily gaining in popularity because of their flavors and ease of use, are essentially the Keurig of the cigarette world.
Don't be fooled by how small the units are.
That's Jim Puckett. He's the executive director and founder of the Basel Action Network, an NGO based in Seattle in the United States that combats electronic and hazardous e-waste around the planet. Jim says that his organization first raised the issue of e-waste with Juul, an e-cigarette maker that's steadily gaining market share last year. But so far, Juul has not responded to the group's concerns.
They're a very odd animal, and it's not paper scrap. It's not plastic scrap. It's a mix. People are just going to throw it into their mixed garbage if they even have separation at all. And it will end up in a landfill, most likely. In North America, certainly in Europe, more likely to go into a solid waste incinerator. But again, those hazards don't magically disappear in a landfill. They stay there. They don't magically disappear if they're a metal, an incinerator. So you're putting it out into the environment one way or another.
Jim says on average, an e-cigarette stick only lasts a year or two before it needs to be replaced. And when considering how to measure a flavor pod, you can think of each pod as the equivalent of a pack of conventional cigarettes. So a user might replace that weekly or maybe even daily. The scale of this production is only expected to continue increasing.
Small problems, when they're scaled by mass consumerism, become big problems. And we're talking millions and millions of devices sold every month on the planet. just so far. And if these things really take off, there's going to be more of them. And when you scale it by that volume, that many people consuming it, you have a problem.
Jim adds that because of how these products are made, recyclers aren't exactly equipped to handle them, even if they do make it into the recycling stream. I reached out to half a dozen waste firms in Berlin, where I live, to see how they would handle such a problem. Two got back to me, but declined to be interviewed for this story. They said that they currently don't have a plan for handling e-cigarettes because they are so new. One of the firms said that in the short term, these devices are likely going into the incinerator. The lithium-ion batteries used in these e-cigarettes are highly flammable. A survey by the California Product Stewardship Council found that in 2018, 65% of fires at waste facilities were caused by batteries. And one study found that only 2% of lithium-ion batteries are recycled. When reached for comment, a Juul spokeswoman responded, "We suggest following your city's local recommendations for disposing of a lithium polymer rechargeable battery." Another e-cigarette manufacturer, Imperial Brands, also suggested following local and municipal guidelines. So, what to do with these devices? Jim says he'd like to see companies like Juul and others take more responsibility and offer take-back programs with incentives. For now, if you're concerned about trying to make your e-cigarette or vaping habit more sustainable, look for open system products with easily replaceable and recyclable parts. Remember Tanya, who switched to vaping for health reasons? She also decided to find an e-cigarette that is recyclable.
Everything is recyclable. Like, first of all, it's made almost completely out of metal and glass. But it is easy to repair, or you can find a person who repairs it, or you can go to the repair cafe.
For DW, I'm Cassandra Sunt in Berlin.
DW.